Welcome, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a really interesting deep dive. We've got your sources here on golf, and specifically, we're zeroing in on a fascinating report. It's called Strategies for Golf Team Formats, South African Edition. We're going to unpack how teamwork really, you know, changes the game there.
Absolutely. Our mission today is to pull out the key stuff from the source. We want to explore how team play actually evolved in South Africa, look at the most popular formats they use, and really get into the strategies that make golf genuinely collaborative over there. It's got some unique twists.
Okay. Yeah, let's get into that. The source makes it pretty clear golf in South Africa, well, it started very individual, right? But then king formats really took off, especially after World War II. And it sounds like it wasn't just casual, but more about social connection, community building.
Exactly. That's a crucial point the source highlights. It was a very conscious move towards community. And what's really fascinating is how these formats became, well, almost culturally embedded. You've got three main ones. Four ball. That's where everyone plays their own ball. But the best score on a hole counts for the team. Really sharpens you up, but you've still got that team support.
Right. Yeah. Four ball. What else?
Then there's better ball. Pairs compete. Best score from the pair counts. The source suggests this one's often used for, like, really strategic pairing. Think club rivalries, that sort of thing. Requires good communication.
Strategy and communication. Okay. And the third.
And finally, scramble. Now, this isn't just about making it easier for, you know, different skill levels. The source actually details how it was specifically used to bring new players into the club scene, the social side. And apparently, it worked wonders for participation, especially getting new groups into the game. It's golf as community building.
That's a really strong point. So looking beyond just the mechanics, what are the big wins for the players, especially in that South African context?
Well, the report really emphasizes the boost in camaraderie. Friendships built on the course, extending beyond it, that's huge. And crucially, it helps players refine their skills, but in a more supportive, maybe less intense environment than pure individual play. The data in the source actually links these formats to keeping golfers playing longer, makes the sport feel more welcoming.
Makes sense. But it can't all be smooth sailing. What about challenges? Like, how do teams handle players with, you know, wildly different abilities, or that crazy South African weather, high-veld winds, coastal breezes?
Good question. For skill gaps, the source talks about strategic pairing, like pairing stronger players with novices. It's framed almost as mentorship, which is interesting. And for the weather, yeah, from Cape Town's winds to high-veld storms, the key seems to be conservative strategy. It's about accuracy, managing the course, maybe not going for the miracle shot. Honestly, effective communication probably becomes your most important club in those conditions.
Right. Communication again. So, okay, say you're putting a team together. You're convinced. How do you pick the right format and the strategy that goes with it? It's got to depend, right?
It absolutely depends. The source stresses matching the format to the goal. Is it about getting better or winning? You need to look honestly at your team skills. Scramble.
Yeah.
Great for mixed abilities. Four ball or better ball tend to work better when players are, you know, more evenly matched. And definitely consider the course. Tight fairways might make you lean towards better ball, maybe play it safer. Whereas a big open course, like say Fancourt's Lynx style, might suit a more aggressive scramble.
Okay, that makes sense. Course layout matters. And once you're on the course, what makes a strategy actually work? What are the must-haves?
Number one is strong communication. We keep coming back to that. Then adaptability. Conditions change, opponents change tactics, you need to react. And clear role clarity. Knowing who's supposed to do what. Like in four ball, who plays the aggressive shot? Who makes sure there's a safe score on the board? In better ball, it's more about a shared plan for each hole. Scramble needs quick, collective agreement on the best shot to take next. Oh, and the source also mentions tech becoming more important. Launch monitors, GPS, not just for individuals, but for team debriefs. Using data to plan better next time.
Interesting, using tech for team strategy. Finally then, what about the actual courses in South Africa? How do their unique designs influence team play? Beyond just the weather we talked about.
Well, the designs themselves are huge. Think about Fancourt's Lynx versus a more traditional parkland course. The hazards, bunkers, water, indigenous rough, they demand specific team approaches. You can't just bash away. And, you know, the history of many older clubs there, designed for walking, for social interaction, that also subtly encourages that collaborative feel during a round. Understanding the course's personality is vital.
It really paints a picture.
Yeah.
So whether you're out there just for fun with mates or in a serious competition, these insights show there's real depth to team golf in South Africa. It's about collaboration, yes, but also skill, community. all shaped by its unique place.
Exactly. And maybe connecting this to, you know, the bigger picture, it raises a thought, doesn't it? How can these principles, deliberate team building, adapting to tricky conditions, clear communication, the stuff honed on South African golf courses, how could applying those elevate performance or just enjoyment in basically any team effort you're involved in? Something to think about.